four-wheel drive because of our winter conditions here in Juneau. It has a 700-gallon water tank, 1,500-gallon minute pump. One of the nice things about this truck is it's got low hose beds on it. So instead of being really high up here, they're down low so anybody can get a hold of them. These are what we call our cross laser pre-connects. They're already hooked up to the engine, so we just pull them and we have, you know, water flowing right away.
These fire engines and the people on them are a symbol of hope. You know, on someone's worst day, their house is on fire, you know, somebody's having a heart attack or just extremely sick. You know, that's one of the first things that people get when these guys arrive on scene, is they get a little bit of hope that things are going to start getting better.
Lord, protect the drivers, protect the riders, and Lord, as they roll on an alarm, may those on the roads listen for the sirens and move safely out of the way.
You betcha. You bet. There you go. Come on out here, guys.
Go drive the engine off.
There you go. Nice job. Yeah. Just dry that engine off right there. Nice job. There's a rag for you. Dry that engine off.
The final portion of our ceremony tonight is using the traditional leather buckets. We're going to transfer water from the old engine using a bucket brigade to the new engine.
All right, there you go.
Okay,
hand it.
Okay, get it back.
There you go. Hand it to the next person.
Nice. The bell's been that was the original siren before they had mechanical sirens in the old days to notify people they were coming through. So what we're going to do is this bell will live at that station forever, and it'll get passed on to the next engine. You'll have its service date with the engine number engraved on it.